Hello, your tech admin here, and today I'm going to be showing you a basic tutorial on animating with sprites in Micromedia Flash 8. So first off, of course, you're going to need some sprite sheets. So I'll show you a couple of sites that I recommend that you use because they are awesome. Okay, so the first one is videogamesprites.net. Videogamesprites.net. Now, this one doesn't have a very large collection of sprites, but if you don't want to go through the hassle of having to go through and separate all your sprites from the sprite sheet manually, which I'll be showing you how to do later, this site already has them separated, and you can pretty much just right-click them as separate right-click and save them as separate images and not as a whole bunch. So if I right-click this guy and saved him, it would save just him and nothing else. So that's pretty useful if you're just getting started, but if you want whole sprite sheets, then I'm pretty sure any spriter knows about the spriter's resource. So here it is, Sprite's resource. Here's its main page, and this site pretty much has so many sprites it's ridiculous. Like almost any game you can think of, it has sprites for it. So this is a great site too if you're gonna want to be using whole sprite sheets. So we'll go ahead and launch Flash 8, and if you're using Windows 7 with Arrow, which you see I was using, but Windows 7 automatically turned off Arrow because I was screen recording and my processor usage was going up and everything, so it switched that off automatically. But if you're using Arrow and you launch Flash 8 inside of Windows 7, it will automatically turn Arrow off because of some incompatibility with the program. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I'm about to switch my I don't really like the basic theme, it kinda hurts my eyes, so I'm gonna switch over to something I'm pretty sure everybody's pretty familiar with, which is the Luna theme that was default with Windows XP. So there's that. So once you open up Flash 8, it's gonna look exactly like this. You're gonna want to go ahead and just create a new Flash document, and you'll be presented with this, and you'll see your stage right here and your library, which is empty right now. So first things first, you can go ahead and import your sprite sheet or sprites that you downloaded. You're just gonna go to import to library, and here's Super Mario Brothers sprite sheet that I downloaded from Sprites Resource. Just gonna open that, and first things first, I'm gonna right click this and I'm gonna go to properties, and I'm gonna make sure this allow smoothing is unchecked and that this compression is on lossless PNG/GIF. Okay, now that you make sure it's on that, you're gonna close that and go to insert, new symbol, and name this whatever you want. I'm gonna name it Mario Sprite Sheet. There we go. And make sure it's the type is set to graphic. Just press OK, and it's gonna present you with a new page, and you're gonna be pretty much editing inside the symbol you just made. What you're gonna do is grab your sprite sheet that you imported and just drag it over here. And the reason I'm doing this way is so that I can resize this to whatever size I need, because as you can tell right now, the sprite sheet is pretty small, and if you use this on a movie, it would look pretty ridiculous. So we're gonna go ahead and resize this to a bigger size, and what you're gonna do is hover over the corner, and you'll see the little diagonal arrow come up, and you're gonna hold down shift and you'll see it change, the little line in the middle will go away. You're just gonna grab it and drag it out, and what that does is tells it to maintain the aspect ratio so that it doesn't get stretched in some weird way and looks all crazy. So I'm just gonna drag this out twice, and that looks pretty good. So next, I'm gonna go ahead and break this apart so that I can work with all the different pieces, because right now it's just acting as one big symbol. As you can see, if I try to select some, it just selects the whole thing as one huge picture. So we're gonna break it up into little pieces that can be used separately. And sorry about that, that was my sister coming in to say hi. So pretty much I'm just going to go to modify, and then down to bitmap and trace bitmap. And then once you get to this dialog right here, you're going to make sure that your color threshold is set to 100, your minimum area is set to 1, and your curved fit is set to pixels, and your corner threshold should already be on normal. So you're going to go ahead and press OK, and then this will come up and you're going to let that do its business. You'll have to excuse the music in the background. They're playing around in there. Okay, and once that gets done, you're gonna see everything selected like this, and it's gonna look really funny, but that's just because it's all selected. So you're just gonna left click over next to it, and it's gonna clear out. And there you go. You can pretty much grab separate parts of this now, like this guy, and do whatever you want to with them, which is what we want. So next, I'm going to show you how to animate sprites to do your evil bidding. So first, I'm just going to make Mario run, pretty much. So I'm going to select the running sprites, which are these three right here. And I'm going to right-click and copy them. Okay, then I'm going to go up to Insert and... Didn't mean to. Insert new symbol, and I'm going to name it Mario running. You can name it whatever you want, of course, but I'm just going to stick to something that I'll be able to recognize and understand what it is. Now under here, under type, you're going to make sure that the tick box is on movie clip. Now you're just going to press OK, and once again it's going to open up a new editing field. Now you can go ahead and paste in what you copied earlier. Just paste that in center. And if anybody's animated before, you can tell that these sprites are out of order. So I'm going to go ahead and fix that real quick. This sprite goes first, if you don't know. Then this one. Then this one. So I'm just going to drag him out and select these and cut them. Okay, so I'm going to turn onion skin on. And then I'm going to simply press F7 to insert a new blank keyframe. I'm pretty sure that's what that does. Anyway, it'll just make a new frame, and once you have onion skin enabled, you'll see a little light outline where that used to be, and that's going to be very helpful for lining up these sprites, because if they're not lined up right, your animation's not going to look right. So then you can just go ahead and go to paste again. Those other two that you cut earlier will come back, and you're just going to grab the other one that goes next, and you're just going to try to line it up. A good point of reference for lining up Mario is his hat, because it never moves. It stays in the same position. And the way I'm moving it one pixel at a time is by using my keys, and if you hold shift and hold down and press the arrow keys, it'll move 10 pixels at a time instead of one. So that's a handy little tip for lining things up. So once you're pretty sure you have it lined up, you're just gonna go down here and cut this guy again, press F7 and paste him again. The shortcut for pasting in place is Control Shift V, or you can just press Control V. It's up to you, really, or you can go through the menu and hit edit like I did earlier. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and line him up again. And that looks... hang on. Just raise him up one pixel. That looks about right. Now, to test it, you're going to go to Control, and then go to Loop Playback, and then you're just simply going to hit Enter. And there you're going to see the animation. And as you can see, he's not really doing much jumping around or anything, so it looks like I pretty much did that correctly. So now we're going to go back to scene 1 up here in the top, and it's going to bring back our stage. And I'm just going to put Mario running in here. And then to test any movie, simply pressing enter is not going to play animations that are pasted into the screen. As you see, when I was editing this, it was animating when I pressed enter, but now that I'm outside the thing, if I press enter, it does absolutely nothing. So what I'm gonna pretty much do is hit Control Enter, and there you can see that's what it looks like so far. We have Mario running in place. So that's pretty easy, and I'll probably be making more guides in the future, probably pertaining to making it look like Mario is running across the screen, both by just simply putting him in here each frame, and also by creating a motion tween with the ground below him, which will actually move backwards while he stays stationary to give the illusion that he is running forward. Thanks for watching. Rating, subscription, and comments are always helpful, and I'll talk to you guys next time.